Hi everyone, welcome back to the MetaBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of pseudofolliculitis barbae, found under the dermatology section at MetaBullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 27-year-old woman presents to her gynecologist for evaluation of bumps in her pubic area. She recently tried shaving her pubic hair. A day after she shaved, she noticed red bumps that are pruritic and painful. On physical exam, there are dozens of 1 to 2 millimeter hyperpigmented firm papules. She is counseled on available topical therapies to minimize symptoms and advised to use other methods of hair removal, such as waxing. Let's continue with an introduction to pseudofolliculitis barbae. Clinically, this is defined as a chronic inflammatory disorder of hair follicles related to shaving, characterized by painful and pruritic papules. It is sometimes referred to as razor bumps, shave bumps, or ingrown hairs. In terms of the epidemiology, this is seen in males more often than females, and it often affects African American patients. In terms of location, it is seen in hair-bearing areas. Risk factors include shaving and tightly curled hair. In terms of the pathogenesis, pseudofolliculitis barbae is not a true folliculitis. There is an inflammatory reaction that occurs when hair shafts transect the wall of the hair follicle or when the hair shaft enters the epidermis, and there is entrapment of short hairs causing the inflammatory response. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms will include skin lesions that are painful and pruritic. On exam, one may note firm and skin-colored or hyperpigmented papules and pustules. There may be loops of hair emerging from the follicular orifice, and this is typically located on the cheeks, jaw, or neck. In terms of further studies, no labs are necessary. A biopsy is not necessary unless clinical diagnosis is unclear. Histology would demonstrate intraepidermal neutrophils, abscess formation in the dermis, and granulomatous inflammation with foreign body giant cells around the penetrating hair. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about folliculitis and cutaneous sarcoidosis. Remember that this does not have embedded hairs and lesions may be outside of hair-bearing areas. With regards to treatment, conservative options include other methods of hair removal. This is indicated to avoid shaving, as this causes pseudofolliculitis barbae. Specific modalities include depilatory hair removal, laser hair removal, and waxing. Medical options include topical therapy. This is indicated to reduce symptoms. All drugs are topical and include retinoids, corticosteroids, antibiotics, eflornithine, and alpha-hydroxy acids, such as chemical exfoliants. Complications related to pseudofolliculitis barbae include scarring or keloid formation and secondary bacterial infection. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that this often recurs. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to pseudofolliculitis barbae, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 30-year-old man presents to his primary care physician for evaluation of a facial rash. He first noticed the rash 2 years ago, and it did not bother him at the time, but now has begun to itch, and he does not like its appearance. He denies any recent travel and is not using any new soaps or conditioners. On exam, there are numerous hyperpigmented, firm, tender papules and pustules in the bilateral submandibular and upper neck regions. Which of the following is the most likely cause of the patient's rash? And the answer choices are, choice 1, bacterial infection of hair follicles. Choice 2, bacterial infection of the dermis and subcutaneous fat. Choice 3, foreign body-induced inflammatory reaction. Choice 4, histamine-induced inflammatory reaction. Or choice 5, micro-plugging of sebaceous follicles. The best answer to this question is choice 3, foreign body-induced inflammatory reaction. This patient has numerous hyperpigmented, firm, tender papules and pustules in a beard distribution, which is most consistent with pseudofolliculitis barbae. Pseudofolliculitis barbae occurs when hair shafts transect the wall of the hair follicle or when the hair shaft enters the epidermis, resulting in a foreign body-induced inflammatory reaction. Pseudofolliculitis barbae is an inflammatory skin disorder associated with shaving. It most commonly occurs in African-American men with phenotypically tight coiled hair shafts that shave. Pseudofolliculitis barbae is divided into two groups, extrafollicular, and transfollicular, depending on the level that the tightly coiled hair penetrates the skin. Extrafollicular rashes involve hair entering the interfollicular epidermis after exiting the follicular orifice, while transfollicular rashes are the result of hair penetrating the dermis before exiting the follicular orifice. The rash is typically painful and pruritic and appears as firm, skin-colored, or hyperpigmented papules and pustules in a beard distribution. Treatment can be conservative or medical therapy aimed at reducing symptoms. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Bacterial infection of hair follicles is the cause of folliculitis, which appear as acute superficial pustules or inflammatory nodules surrounding individual hair follicles. Unlike pseudofolliculitis barbae, folliculitis is painful and the papules can discharge pus. Choice 2. Bacterial infection of the dermis and subcutaneous fat is the cause of cellulitis, which appears as an acute, rapidly spreading, erythematous skin lesion with indistinct margins. Choice 3. Histamine-induced inflammatory reaction is the cause of urticaria, which appear as well-demarcated, red, soft, pruritic papules of various size that typically last a few minutes to several hours. Urticaria typically have a trigger, which this patient does not have. Choice 5. Microplugging of pilosebaceous follicles is the cause of acne vulgaris, which appears as flesh-colored or whitish palpable lesions 1 to 3 millimeters in diameter. Acne vulgaris is not pruritic and would be unlikely to be contained to the beard distribution. Finally, a bullet summary. Pseudofolliculitis barbae appears as hyperpigmented, firm, tender papules and pustules in a beard distribution and is the result of tightly coiled hair shafts creating a foreign body-induced inflammatory reaction. That's all for this review about pseudofolliculitis barbae. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.